Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money? Still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental.
The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life.
All told by real people.
And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is a Rivalry Week edition of Primetime with Isaac and Souk, brought to you by Roto-Rooter on the Fan Sports Network.
Warning.
The following program may not be suitable for children.
Hold on to your butts.
As the sun sets over Slab Town, in the shadows of the Fremont Bridge, a club comes to life where you can let your freak flag fly.
There's a new fiesta in the making as we speak. Full kegs. Everybody's gonna be there. You ought to go.
The only thing that's off limits are the words you can't say thanks to the FCC.
They don't know what the f*** they're doing. Do you understand that?
We've given away too much to arrive at these political compromises. Yeah, now.
Google me, bitch.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Well, my.
I'll just lick you.
Mama didn't raise no bitch.
Try it again, please.
I'll just lick you.
Thanks, Isaac. And you too.
Excited.
Okay, we apologize.
It's time for the club, baby. On 105.1 and 1080, The Fan. Hoo-wee.
All right, welcome back. Hi. What are you doing?
I apologize for nothing.
Yeah, you shouldn't.
Nah.
You shouldn't.
Apologies are for scrubs and criminals. I'm neither. That's a Mr. Woodcock line.
Got a couple of news items here. Both of the sad variety.
Well, thanks. Way to start off the club on a rainy Tuesday with hot, sad news.
I have to report the news. Also,
can you use your quiet voice?
When we come back, I will tell you about the... Do you remember the artist who did the banana tape to the wall?
Yeah.
Bit?
No.
Wasn't that Banksy?
No, it wasn't Banksy.
No, wasn't Banksy?
Banksy was that shredded... painting.
Dude, that thing was great. But yeah, I remember the person with the banana.
Yeah, no, the banana tape to the wall was a whole...
Yeah.
You know.
That sold for like a couple million bucks, did it not?
That person is back with more art.
Art is a hell of a thing, right?
We'll tell you what they did.
I just want a painting of some dogs playing poker and the bulldog cheating.
We will also talk about the penny.
Rest in peace.
But we have a twist in the case of the missing football coach in Virginia.
Boy, I'll tell you what. I did not see this one coming at all.
Can I can you give your boy a little credit here? I did.
Did you?
You call this one, Rob? Yes. Mm. I don't know about child porn. But they said he was missing and they all, you know, and they do the stories on the news and they're like, "Oh, he was so nice and everybody loved him and this."
Sure.
But the key, the tip off was that the authorities were saying they were being very tight-lipped about it. They weren't saying like, "Oh, we really need to find this guy.
This is part of the community." Yeah,
they were saying like, "Well, there's something up, and we need to catch this guy." Well, he was into child porn.
Yeah,
and I don't know if you guys have seen this.
So he wasn't missing; he was hiding.
He is. They still
found him.
His name is Travis Turner. And you may have seen this on the news, Union High School in Virginia.
Yeah.
And they have now come out and said that he is wanted for child porn possession and he solicited a minor.
Yeah. It's not good.
Yeah. So he was last spotted wearing a gray sweatshirt, gray sweatpants, and glasses like a stud.
By the way, that is the pedophile? Now, if those are Dahmer glasses, that is like the casting couch uniform of pedophiles.
And, yeah, he's been declared a missing person. Yeah. So he's out there somewhere. Or maybe not out there somewhere. I don't know.
I just love the idea of, man, we have to find this guy, or do we? Actually, you do have to find him, but for probably other reasons.
Yeah.
You need to find him before he diddles, is what needs to happen.
No kidding. What else do we have here? Oh,
I do love any story that has vague details. Well, we do that all the time on In the News. Like, there's a story, and you're like,
something's up.
Yeah, something's up. You always see those stories where, like, there's a random break-in, but nothing is stolen, and you're like,
That's
what
right.
was the two people that the house exploded? There was an explosion at, like, midnight. No one could figure out why. You're like, I got a good idea why. Homes don't just blow up in the middle of the night.
Grandma, the Galapagos tortoise, has passed.
Oh.
I'm sorry to report that, guys.
She, like, 1,000 years old?
She was not 1,000. They do live forever, it seems. However, she was 141.
It's a long-ass turtle.
Damn. Grandma was down there at the San Diego Zoo.
Oh, she was in the zoo. Yeah, in the wild, I think turtles, outside of like jellyfish, I think turtles live longer than just about anything.
Yeah, I think you're right. They live like over 200 years in some cases.
She was the oldest resident out there.
Is it sad when a 140?
Probably not. I'm guessing the turtle wanted to go. I mean, I'm looking at videos of that poor old bitch. God, put the thing down already.
Yeah. Deep sea sponges and black corals. They can live for over 10,000 years.
Oh my God. But see, they don't have brains though, do they?
I mean, I'm surprised that the Schnitzel Wolf isn't breaking down the inner workings of the deep sea sponges.
I need to get a little more stone to watch programming like that, honestly.
The Greenland shark is the longest living vertebrae with a potential lifespan of over 500 years.
Wow.
There's a clam that lives for over 500 years. The bowhead whale. Yeah, I know. Mm-hmm. Bowhead whale is 200 plus.
Well, how do they know that, though? Like if they... Because they say this guy is approximately... Or this old grandma here was... approximately 141 years. I mean, how do they really know that?
Yeah, how do you know that a sponge lives for over 10,000 years?
Were you there when grandma was born under the sea?
That's a good question. Don't know.
I guess they're not born under the sea. Are they born in the sand? Aren't they?
Yeah.
And then they swim.
Yeah,
and then
they crawl out. Yeah. And then most of them die before they reach the water.
Grandma didn't.
No. She's a tough old bird. And then the jellyfish, in theory, again, this goes back to we don't know. There are certain jellyfish that we believe are immortal. They revert back to a younger stage. Like, I read a paper, my daughter sent it to me. She's going to be a doctor, and so she's smart. She sends me things, and I have to pretend sometimes that I understand what they are. I'm like, oh, yeah, this is... Meanwhile, I'm like, I have no idea what the hell she's talking about. But yeah, she sent me a thing on jellyfish, and see that there are scientists that think that that's the key to longevity for humans, is studying jellyfish. Jellyfish can basically take their composition, their cells, and restart it. So in theory, you could be like a 70-year-old person and be like, ha-ha, psych, 25 again.
Cool,
and man. Then you live from 25 to 70, and then when you get to a certain point, you're like, and I'm back to there. And you just keep reverting back.
Can I? Boy, I tell you. Jesus or whoever's up there.
Yeah.
To give that ability... to the effing jellyfish is the biggest crime against humanity I have ever seen. Why would you give that to the jellyfish? Like, what is cool about a jellyfish? Doesn't want to turn back the clock. He wants to die.
Yeah.
There's nothing cool about it. Huh. It just floats around. God.
Yeah.
I'm disgusted by that story.
Yeah. They say it was...
We should have that. Horses, cows, dogs, cats, not jellyfish. What the F?
So it when they have periods of when they're injured.
Am I doing Schultzy? Am I doing all right? That's my Schultzy.
Think about this too.
Pretty damn good.
If I remember what my daughter was saying is that when they get injured, so you could be like, if we were a jellyfish, like let's say you like broke your back or you shattered a leg, you were in a bad car wreck or whatever,
you would just crawl to like a rock and you would hold on to the rock and you're like, okay, I'm dying. And then you would be like, psych. And then you would go back to a younger version of yourself. And then everything would be like, you get rid of all the damage crap. And then you just would like grow a new leg and a new spinal cord. And you're like, I'm alive. And so you can kill it. But if it's injured and still living, or it's really stressed or thinks it's going to die, it can revert back to being like an infant, like the early stages of being a jellyfish.
As you well know, I'm a non-believer.
Yeah.
This right here,
it's pretty cool.
Makes me believe. Because that is a sick joke.
Yeah.
It had to have been person.
He's like, watch this.
Exactly.
Or how about this? What if God is a jellyfish? What if he gave the jellyfish the power because he's a jellyfish? And that, you know,
the first sign yet that God was a jellyfish.
Well, the idea, like, right, like it's the old Bill Murray. Maybe God's not all infinite. He's just been around so long. He knows everything. What if God is just a jellyfish that has lived forever because he just is immortal?
And he's out there somewhere?
And he's out there somewhere. And so he just is, you know, God. We think God is us. No, God's the jellyfish.
Well, now every time I see a jellyfish, I'm going to be like, God? Hello, Lord? Is that you?
Well, the question becomes, so when you're injured or stressed, the jellyfish can revert. How often would you revert? You're like,
well, how serious does it have to be?
Well, therein lies my question. It just says like, if it's injured or stressed, it can revert back to like an early stage. So
injured, not as much, but stressed? I think every American is like 12 years old now.
Rob's like, I don't really like the way this shoulder's feeling right now, so we're just going to restart everything.
So you can go back to like...
I know. It says it goes back to a... I think it's a really early stage of being a jellyfish, so maybe you would have to go back to like...
And then I have to reset everything and like... Do I get to keep all my money and stuff?
Well, I mean...
Do I get to keep my house, my wife?
Well, I think you could, but then you're not going to have a job because let's say you're back, all of a sudden you're like six again. And yeah, you don't get
your
wife. You
wouldn't want six-year-old me as your co-host?
It'd be a little weird.
Yeah, you both got to do it.
Be the only child-hosted sports radio show in the nation.
And then we're on for 75 years.
Yeah, they revert back to a pollet stage. So I'm guessing that is probably a really, really early...
Well, that's probably a way cooler stage than the life stage. Jellyfish are stupid. Like, what do jellyfish do? Seriously, dude.
I don't know.
I am with you on
that's
this.
A good
they're
thing.
Not like
the worst.
Well, they're not like bees where like if they died, like they're not pollinating anything and then, you know, they're saving us. Like no, there's literally no use.
They
for
don't
them.
Really even swim. They just float around.
Yeah.
With their little stupid stingers.
Yeah, no.
Half the time you can't even see them.
I know.
Losers.
Yeah.
I hate jellyfish.
Apparently, they play a crucial role in marine ecosystems, according to AI, so their existence is important for the health of the ocean, even if they're a nuisance to humans.
Why is that?
They can serve as a food source for animals like sea turtles and certain fish, while also preying on other organisms like plankton and small crustaceans.
Okay, so maybe that's why God put them out there. He's like, yeah. Look, these things are just going to... They're only here for necessity. They have terrible lives.
Yeah.
They're going to get eaten all the time. We need them. So let's just allow them to revert back to, what'd you call it? What stage?
The polyp stage.
Let's just throw them a bone. Maybe that's what it is. Their lives are so bad.
Yeah. Well, they need bones. They don't have any. So.
Well, I just think it'd be interesting. You could live forever, but when you're stressed or injured, right, you have the ability, but you have to reset. It sounds like essentially you're going back to being an infant.
Okay, let me change the question. And we'll answer this next, okay? I want you to think about this. Let's say you had that ability, but you could only use it twice. Would you have used both of yours?
No.
Well, you're not supposed to answer. Idiot.
But I'm thinking, one, I might have.
I think I've got... Well, I don't know. All right, we'll be back. Also, art talk. I know you guys love our art talk here.
Yeah, someone didn't know that the bulldog in that painting.
Yeah,
they've had that. I guess they their mom got it for him, and he said he never knew the bulldog was cheating. What do you mean you didn't? The bulldog's hiding an ace in his little paw down under the table. It's a cheating ass bulldog.
All right, we'll be right back. This is The Club on the
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back, and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, so we found out the jellyfish, when stressed or injured, can revert back to a younger stage of life.
In theory, being immortal.
Yeah. So if you had two of these, you could only do it twice.
Yeah.
Would you have already pulled the trigger on a couple of those?
Well, herein lies the question. I'm assuming if we're going back to an infant, like, I mean, I guess I would still have my property and all that, but I wouldn't be able to work. I would have to have someone be able to take care of me. I can't raise myself.
Sock some money away, yeah.
You know.
So wait, so your family stays your kids stay your kids.
Yeah, but then they would basically be my mom. They would have to raise me. If we're doing the jellyfish thing and we're going back to the early stage, you are basically becoming an infant again. And so no, I would wait until cancer or like coma stuff. Yeah. I would not hit that reset button until...
You're super old.
But here's the problem with that. If you wait too long, you can... If you kill a jellyfish, it is dead. So if you die in a car wreck or you die... Like, again, you have a horrible accident and you don't get to hit the reset button, you're done. So you do have to be careful because you can wait too long to use that. But I don't think I have anything in my life. There's nothing that's been, like, tragic enough in my... You know, because... There's nothing that's been tragic enough in my life where I'm like, I can't go on. And I've never really been sick or on my deathbed or anything. So, no. Why wouldn't you wait until you're like in your 70s or 80s, hit the reset, and you could essentially live three 70, 80, 90-year lives?
Yeah, I think that's right. I think that's right.
Yeah.
Because then you leave less behind.
Yeah.
Like maybe all the other people in your life are almost... croaking, you know, so it's like...
Although the scary part is if you wait too long, there's no one to take care of your ass. You could end up, like, in an orphanage.
Well, is this, like, you just get it, or does everybody get to do this? Because
Just you.
Like, they're like, hey, wifey, you want to do this with me? That'd be weird.
Yeah, but then you wouldn't know, because then you guys are both, like, toddlers. Like, there's a good chance as you guys grow up, you guys aren't going to be together. You can't be, like, five, like, feeling up your wife. Like, that's a whole weird thing. You're basically saying at that point, you're cutting bait with everything and you're starting over.
Yeah. But then the start over might be kind of fun because you just don't really know. I mean, it's like Russian roulette a little bit.
Russian roulette.
I don't know.
What if your kids are like, I'm not taking care of your ass, Dad. F you.
Like,
what
now?
What if you paid them? That's what I'm saying. You got to set some money aside.
You're talking about now?
Yeah. Like, well, I mean, I'm assuming that the people that would have to raise you are family members. But what if your kids, like... You imagine going to your daughter and being like, yeah, I'm going to need you to raise me. And she's like, what? No. And then you're their dad, but at the same time, you're like three. Like, that's a weird...
Clean up after my pee-pee.
Right?
God.
Dude, what a weird, bizarre... Because jellyfish, you can just reset and then you're just floating through the water. But we're a little different creature. We got to be taken care of for a while.
All right, let's talk art. Coming up next, okay? The banana taped to the wall. Yeah. Now that's art.
It's something.
Well, that guy's back. Mm. Here's Schultz.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Now to hot art talk. We love our art here. We're very into it.
Do you own art?
Not really. Actually, had the reopening here in Portland of the Portland Art Museum over the weekend. They had nice free access if you signed up for tickets. So my wife and I did that. That was fun.
All right.
Yeah. Saw a lot of good vintage art. Van Gogh was there. Van Gogh.
Oh, my God. How old is he?
I mean, his works. But, yeah, saw some Monet. Saw some Van Gogh. It was cool.
I don't think I own any real art.
I don't think I do either. I mean, we have... I don't. What's the difference between art and just something that's hanging on your wall,
or putting a banana up on a wall
that you bought?
Well,
you know?
I think art is the idea that it could one day be worth more than what you paid for.
My wife and I own a Degas sketch. That's probably the most like.
What's that?
Degas is another famous painter from the late 18, early 1900s, and probably one of the more famous things we have. That's art, right? I don't know.
I don't know. You tell me, man. You're the man about town going to the art museum. Well, my wife always is like, hey, you want to go to the art museum? I'm like, no.
You should.
I like art. I like art galleries. I can't afford art. Like, I have photographs, and even that. Have you ever gone to like one of those, you go down to Bend or whatever, or whenever you're in Hawaii or Vegas, they have those Peter, is it Lick galleries? You see those all the time. And I love photography, but my God. I've told the story before. I was in Hawaii once, and I was going to splurge because I always see those Peter. I think it's Lick, L-I-K, and there's this one. It's called like Rouge, and it's white like birch trees with like red leaves. It's one of my favorite things. I've seen it 100 times, and I'm like, F it, I'm going to buy it. We're in Hawaii. Screw it, I'm going to splurge. This one's going to be for me. It's going to be my Christmas present. We were in there in December, and my dumbass went in there thinking it was going to be like $1,500, maybe $2,000. And I was like, dude, I'm just going to do it. And I girded myself up. And I'm like, even if it's like $2,500, it's going to hurt, but I'll do it. Dude, they came back and hit me with like $18,000. Hmm. And I was like, come again? And they're like, well, but, you know, we have the frame version. The frame version with shipping was like over $20. I was like, what in God's name? And then I had to pretend like I was thinking about it. I was like, oh, yeah, well, let me, I got to.
Yeah, because they're shaming you.
Yeah. And I'm like, I have to consult and blah, blah. I was like, it's a photograph. You didn't paint it. I don't get the aspen trees.
If you must know the price, you can't afford it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So the guy who
I left in shame.
The guy who did the banana duct tape to the wall. By the way, that sold for $6.2 million.
And that guy is a jerk, and so is everybody that was at that auction. Dude, You're all jerks.
All of a sudden, my $18,000 photograph doesn't seem so bad.
His name is Maurizio Catalan.
Maurizio!
And he has released a new sculpture, okay, Jace?
Okay.
It is a gold toilet.
Oh, Lord.
223 pounds of gold.
So it has to be worth money. It's 223 pounds of gold.
Exactly. And that's his whole point. His whole point is it's worth an S ton of money.
Yeah.
But it's a toilet.
But you can melt it down and just have it. Oh, yeah.
No, 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 no. That's the test.
Okay. I see it here.
Do you truly love art?
It seems like something that Trump would have. The man loves gold.
If you do, you would not poop in it, and you would most certainly not melt it down and sell it. It's art.
Well,
you have to enjoy it as art.
No, I will tell you that if I had $1 billion... I'd buy a $12 million gold toilet, but I would dump in it every day. Like, you ever see the Richard Branson toilet that he has on his island?
I've seen that, but I don't remember it.
Yeah, Richard Branson has his own private island, and it's the greatest toilet of all time. He has an open-air bathroom that sits, like, on top of this mountain, and there's nothing around it. It's just a toilet. And you look out over the most beautiful thing ever, and it's just you and nature. That'd be kind of fun if that was a $12 million gold toilet. You just, like, you, like, go to the top of this, like, mountain cliff, and you take a deuce, but in a $12 million toilet.
So they're saying that they're going to open the bidding on this. It will be at an auction house, and they will open the bidding at whatever the daily rate in gold markets would be for a 101.2 kilogram chunk of gold, right?
I was going to say, what is the street value of the gold toilet?
Well, it's a daily thing, of course.
Yeah, but what about, but like...
10 million-ish.
Okay.
So they're going to open it at 10 million, and what they want to see... It's a test. Like, this is his whole point.
This is his point.
His whole point is it's a test of art's appeal beyond its material worth as a precious metal.
Yeah.
And they say they will accept crypto for it as well.
Well, it's actually already sold.
Well, I think he has two of them.
What?
He made two of them.
Well, that doesn't even make sense.
I'm just saying.
How is this unique?
I'll tell you what. I'd rather have the $12 million or $10 million gold toilet than I would the $6 million banana. What the hell am I going to do with
the
banana?
Well, yeah. Yeah, of course.
The gold toilet, at least I can...
Tangible. I'm in a pinch.
That's true. I just think it'd be fun. I would offer it up to other people. I'd be like, welcome to my house. Would you like to take a dump? That has to be the most expensive toilet on the planet, right?
It doesn't say. It says he wanted to make
a platinum toilet?
He wanted to put something shiny and expensive in an overlooked spot. In the end, we are all the same, and we remember it right there in the least noble and most necessary place. Hmm. He said he initially intended to create 5 matching versions of his toilet, which he titled America, as a way to question which spaces in a museum get deemed sacred versus profane.
Interesting.
That is interesting.
By the way, how much money does he have if he has the ability to spend $10 million? Like, he had to buy the gold.
I don't know.
He had to have $10 million worth of like gold that he could melt down.
That's... Well, he made 6.2 off a banana taped to a freaking wall.
That's a valid point.
Yeah, I love how he goes right from a banana. It's just worth nothing to gold. $10 million.
Look, I see the banana thing. That makes no sense to me. I can kind of see what he's
thinking.
Yeah,
he's thinking.
I can see that.
He's testing us.
Does this thing go? Now, the question becomes, like, you said one was sold, Schnitzer Wolf. What did he sell it for?
$12.1 million.
Okay, so not that much more than what it's actually worth.
No, and this was reportedly on Tuesday. So, yeah, I don't know if there were two total, but there was one that was actually sold for $12.1 million, according to Sotheby's.
So you have $10 million worth of gold, so you made $2 million. It was actually more, like, that wasn't that much of a profit. And there was time. I mean, he had to mold the toilet. Dare I say, that may actually be somewhat of a bargain at $12 million.
Well, you know, he made one way back in 2019.
Yeah.
And it was in the Guggenheim, and it was stolen.
Hmm.
Somebody broke in with sledgehammers and stole it.
Really?
Yeah.
Looking at this article, too, from the New York Post, it says that the value of $12.1 million matched the current pricing for precious metals. So, see, I get it. Like, I see what this guy's trying to do, but for this... More likely than not, that there's no intrinsic value beyond the literal gold itself.
That's not true.
Well, it didn't sell for anymore, is what I'm saying.
Yeah, okay. I get that.
I hear you. I hear what you're saying.
That's his test. I think his test is if nobody will pay a mint for this, everybody's just viewing it as gold.
Yeah. It's just gold.
No one's viewing it as art, and I'm sure to him that's some sort of like,
yeah, I bet you that
indictment
on it can't be
society.
So art is just a big social experiment?
Seems that
way. Well, to him it is, and that's why I think people think he's interesting. Now, I'm with you on the banana duct tape thing. I'm like, what the hell? This, I get what he's doing. And it's kind of, you know, it's kind of an interesting, you know, juxtaposition for the old brain.
So
I don't have the money. But
I don't either. I looked him up. And that is the toilet is not the most expensive thing, nor the banana. He sculpted a little thing of Adolf Hitler kneeling in prayer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it sold for $17 million.
Yeah, it was made of wax resin and clothing.
Yeah,
and it was titled "Him," and it sold for $17 million.
Yeah. Yikes.
Boy, that's uncomfortable. Someone took a statue of Hitler praying for $17 million.
Yes, but the question is, what does it say?
Well, they said it was ambiguous, so...
That you're stupid for making this. This is all dumb.
Boy, that's a... Have you seen him? Yeah, it's a little Hitler. Like, well, actually, it's not little. It's life-size. So someone has a life-sized Adolf Hitler kneeling in prayer that they spent $17 million on?
What would you do if you walked into someone's house and that was sitting there?
God bless America.
What the hell are you doing?
Then
why?
You find
would
out,
you?
And then you find out it was...
Secret Hitler?
Yeah, dude, that's a...
It's probably one of my favorite drops.
God. It's a great game, Secret Hitler.
It is a great game, clearly.
You should try it.
I mean,
seriously,
isn't...
it's a board game.
Isn't art just mostly money laundering? Like, this is a lot of rich people just
putting
illegal funds into...
I mean, I'm not going to disagree with that. I don't know. This is a whole world I don't understand, dude.
I don't either.
I got nothing.
Well, you just have a lot of money. Like,
that's right.
If you had... dead serious. Like, you have... $3 billion. Like, just, you cannot spend it. You are a billionaire.
Would I be into art?
Well, yeah, what's the dumbest?
I don't think I would.
What's the dumbest? Because you know you'd buy something
but
dumb.
I guess I just wouldn't care about the price of anything.
Yeah.
I would just buy things that I thought were cool.
Yeah, but you're telling me you couldn't find yourself getting involved in something weird where you spent, like...
Not like this.
Not like that.
Nah, it just doesn't. It doesn't
nothing
play to my sensibilities, my man.
Abstract.
I'm from effing Kansas, okay?
Yeah, you always say that.
I grew up in the middle of Kansas.
You say that until all of a sudden you got $1 billion and you can buy whatever you want, and now you have to find something that's got some weird intrinsic value to you.
Yeah, I don't know. It's not going to be this.
A weird intrinsic value only because somebody at Sotheby's says it has some. I hate this all.
I'm just trying to think of the strangest thing.
I'm fine.
Because I'll admit, if I had billions of dollars, I would do some weird stuff.
Hell yeah.
Like, I would get bored, and I would do...
Yeah, but it wouldn't be this.
No,
it
I'd be like
that.
A treasure hunter. I would be Nick Cage from freaking National Treasure. That's what I would do if I were that rich.
And you'd die in a sub going down to the bottom the bottom of the ocean.
It'd be more fun than sitting at a freaking auction for a banana.
Not certain that it would be when that hole collapses on itself. Maybe you send to a lot of cocaine and whores. Maybe that's the tried and true thing, you know.
How about no submarines, okay?
All right, we got to wrap this bitch up. Coming up next on The Fam. We sure do, but not for long. We are here tomorrow, though.
Yeah.
I do want to announce that to people.
I don't know what kind of effort you're going to get. It's possible that I could be drunk, but we'll be here.
We will be here. I don't know if anybody in the office will be here.
No.
But
no, I don't think there was anyone in the office... Today, I walked in, there was like three people.
Cooley was pulling the midnight oil, man, or burning it. He just left like 20 minutes ago.
Yeah, he's working hard in there, taking calls from the higher-ups, taking edicts from the higher-ups, telling him to fire Schultze and...
God, I hope not.
Cut Suk's salary, big bloated salary.
Probably should.
Well, we don't use $10 words like edicts, so...
You know, the little general's in there, he's always in there with his door closed... flailing his hands on his cell phone.
Is he a big hand talker?
He's a hand talker, yeah. It never looks good.
Are you a hand talker?
I think I am, yeah. A little bit.
Very animated.
Although, I don't know, you do a show with me every day. Do I move my...
I don't necessarily think so.
I don't think I do either.
No, yeah, but there's
a difference. Because we have our hands on mouses.
Yeah, there's a difference between doing, like, you know, here versus your normal...
Yeah.
I bet you the Schnitzel Wolf is a...
He's definitely a hand talker.
He's animated.
Very animated over there.
You're damn right. You are damn right, guys.
Hell yeah.
Hells yeah. Sup.
All right, girls. We will be back tomorrow. Can you believe that?
I can.
Another show.
Another one.
But the last one of the week.
Yeah, thank God. I'm worn out.
Exhausted.
I don't know why.
This two-day...
two-day marathon we've had here.
God.
So much.
You guys are slave drivers.
All right, everybody have a great night. We're back tomorrow, 3-7 The Fan. Good night.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.